Hi, I'm Esther Pat, a member of the Urbana City Council. 12 years ago, a young man with no government experience stood in front of an empty storefront and declared it was time for a change of leadership in Urbana. The man was Todd Satherthwaite, and he said that the incumbent mayor had failed to meet the challenges Urbana faced. Today, one could stand on Philo Road and make the same claim about Mayor Satherthwaite. It has been more than 2 years since Kmart announced it was closing. In all that time, the mayor has done nothing about the decline of Philo Road. Only now, on the eve of the election, has he presented a plan. We need new energy in city government, and former State Representative Laurel Pressing has it. If we elect Pressing as mayor, she'll actively pursue business development year-round, not just at election time. Pressing will work with the city's outstanding staff on the large projects that build Urbana's tax base. And she'll also focus on small businesses, establishing an incentive program to attract more retail uses to Urbana. In her 22 years of government experience as county auditor and state representative, Laurel Pressing proved she is an innovator who seeks out new ideas. She'll study what has worked in other cities and bring the best of those ideas to Urbana. More than anything, I feel next Tuesday's election is about character. Although I was once an enthusiastic supporter of Todd, his handling of the library expansion proved that he cannot be trusted. After years of fighting to keep the project small, Satherthwaite finally agreed to double the size of the library, but only if the Library Foundation raised $2 million. Foundation members made good on their end of the bargain. They raised the money from donors who were promised a specific plan. When architects told Satherthwaite costs would exceed the estimates, the mayor directed the architects to chop 6,000 square feet off the library. He kept his action a secret from the library board and the public. When the city council found out, Satherthwaite publicly claimed that everything from the original plan would fit in the downsized building. That wasn't the truth. We found out that he had cut space for 26,000 books. It was pure luck that the city council discovered Satherthwaite's deception at the last minute and saved the project. Public-private partnerships can be successful only if private donors can trust the honesty of public officials. Todd Satherthwaite betrayed that trust. The people of Urbana deserve open government led by an honest mayor. Laurel Pressing has a proven record of honesty, integrity, fiscal responsibility, and innovation. We don't have to settle for less. We finally have a better choice, Laurel Pressing for mayor of Urbana.